A portrait of black life in a young state on this moment of Indiana history. Most 19th century African-American settlements in Indiana have gone the way of the Lick Creek settlement, long since overtaken by the Hoosier National Forest in Orange County. Evidence of a small black agricultural community that once flourished in St. Joseph County lingers in the headstones of the Porter Graveyard in Potato Creek State Park. That's the final resting place of Samuel Huggert, a free black Virginia native who applied to purchase 80 acres in St. Joseph County in 1834. By the late 1840s, Samuel and his brother Andrew, with their families, had settled a square mile area that came to be known as Union Township. Despite a constitutional ban on black immigration into Indiana after 1851, Union Township was the destination for numerous free blacks from Virginia and the Carolinas. Records of Union Township contradict the image of life under state-sanctioned segregation. The settlement's black farmers worked with their white neighbors at harvest time, exchanged invitations to each other's homes, and educated their children together. The first black man to seek public office in St. Joseph County, Andrew Huggert was well-respected beyond the settlement. In 1880, the U.S. Census counted 28 black residents at Union Township. Soon afterwards, in keeping with the national trend, residents began to leave rural life for manufacturing jobs in South Bend. The original Huggert farmstead was sold in 1893. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.